In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard about how Paul was given the opportunity to address the people who were gathered in the synagogue. What struck me more are not the words of Paul, which no doubt are powerful, but rather what really called my attention was his willingness to speak and take the stage to proclaim the gospel and his faith in Jesus Christ. There was no hesitation on Paul's part to respond to the invitation. We are offered this same opportunities on a daily basis, although they are usually not quite as grandiose or blatant as the request Paul receives to address the synagogue, but our invitations are equally important to heed. When family members open up to us their struggles and difficulties, do we seize the moment to offer them words of consolation and strength according to our own experience of faith? Or do we intentionally leave faith out because we don't want to offend the person, or the person might dismiss us? Not that we're going to be giving them a sermon, but rather, do we intentionally seize the moment to proclaim how Christ has changed us and how our relationship with Jesus informs how we see difficult and challenging situations? Do we consciously offer them our testimonies of faith, not in a towering imposition, but rather coming from that deep desire for them to experience the liberation and the joy of having Jesus Christ in our lives? And Paul does not stop with simply accepting the challenge of speaking when offered. He invited other people to know Jesus as he did. You know, unfortunately, sometimes one tends to willfully back away from the opportunities to share Jesus, to witness the faith, and to share the gospel. After Mass last weekend, one of the Masses that I celebrated last weekend, our Neo Catechumenate group here at St. Cecilia, some of them talked with me after Mass, and they informed me about an evangelization program that they started 2 weeks ago. They started a evangelization program for 5 or 6 weeks in the park near the library. They start here, and then they process singing. It's not too far, of course, just not even a block away. And then they congregate in the park, and they share the word of God, the word of Christ, through music, through testimonies of faith. And it's adults, teens. It's quite impressive, very impressive. A group of people share the Catholic faith through music, prayers, and testimonies of faith. And it's amazing to hear their testimonies and how people talk to them afterwards, wanting to learn more about the Catholic faith. You know, this just reminds me of what we heard from the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. Let's invite people into our faith, and let's accept their small invitations to share God's love with them. Especially, let's offer to pray for them. Invite them to Mass and offer them the fruits of our own discipleship. This is the most important thing too. You know, when they see how faith really affects the way we relate to one another, the choices that we make in life, the way we treat one another, our spouse, our children, our neighbors, the way we do our work, these are silent yet powerful tools of evangelization. The simple yet profound choices can make us a prolific missionaries like Paul, and maybe saints like Saint Catherine of Shanna.